I'm Pastor Hawkins of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, The First Holy Trinity Church of Love. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Church names have always fascinated me. Traditionally, church names have identified denominational affiliations, First Baptist Church, or Fourth Presbyterian Church, or St. Paul's Roman Catholic Church, or St. Luke's Lutheran Church. But in recent years, they've gotten more and more creative, and the denominational affiliations have disappeared. One wonders what the founders of these churches have wanted to communicate by these names. Rise and Shine Church, Harmony Haven Church, Soulful Living Church, Unleashed Faith Church. Occasionally, how about these? Saints and Sprites Church, the Whimsical Worship Center, Hallelujah Heights. Occasionally, something about God shows up in a church name, like Holy Trinity Church, or Trinity International Church, or Holy Presence Church. But I would suggest that one church name should be reserved for one congregation in particular. We should call it the First Holy Trinity Church of Love. Now, for what church would we reserve this unique name? Well, how about the Holy Trinity itself? To begin with, the Holy Trinity is truly the first church. Of course, I'm using the word church rather loosely, but if we can say that a church is a group of persons who share a common bond and common purpose in God, why can't we apply it to the triune God Himself? And since the triune God has always existed and is before any other gathering of believing persons, this church would certainly be the first church of any kind. And what about the love angle? If ever there were persons whose love for one another was perfectly fulfilling, perfectly good, perfectly suited to the nature and character of its members, and so overwhelmingly glorious that this love overflowed into the beauty of the Trinity's perfect creation and overflowing even to creatures who are made in the image of the triune God, why wouldn't we call it a church of love? So the First Holy Trinity Church of Love seems to fit. God, in unity of three persons, perfectly united in love, enjoying unbounded fellowship with one another, overflowing to the world the triune God has created. Why does this matter? Because the love we experience in our local churches flows from this whole First Holy Trinity Church of Love, and the love we enjoy reflects all three members of the Trinity. Consider these verses from 1 John. God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son, 1 John 4:8-9. That's the love of the Father. And then this, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, 1 John 4:10. This is the sacrificial love of the Son of God. And this one, if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us, 1 John 4:12. This is the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. So there you have it. In just a few verses, the love we are called upon to share with one another reflects the love of each member of the Trinity. The First Holy Trinity Church of Love is the mother church of all other true churches. The triune God is a true fellowship of love, a perfect fellowship of love, an overflowing fellowship of love. See, believing in the Trinity is not mere doctrinal orthodoxy. Without the Trinity, there's no true fellowship and there's no genuine love. But the Trinity is truly the first. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.